Magic 98 celebrates Women's History Month with stories from Wisconsin history. Women often overlooked by the history books, but those who bravely and confidently paved paths on which we now walk. Charlotte DeLeste from News 3 Now shares today's story.
Donna Burkett and Mononia Evans. Donna was born in 1946 in Chicago and moved to Milwaukee with her family when she was 8. She grew up on the North Side and graduated from North Division High School. Donna took some college and technical school classes and then joined the Army. She put in her time and then came home to Milwaukee. Mononia was born in 1942. She had 3 sisters and 1 brother, and their dad was a Baptist preacher. She was in college in 1970 when she went to a gay bar on the North Side of Milwaukee. That's where she and Donna met and soon started dating. Donna's family was supportive of her life. Her mom told her that the most important thing was that she was happy and added that whatever she decided to do, be the best at it. Donna says that no one in her family was surprised when she told them about her relationship with a woman. Mononia, on the other hand, the complete opposite. Her dad told Donna that he wished his daughter was with a drug dealer or a wife beater because that would be better than a woman. He actually said to multiple people that he'd rather she was dead than be gay. He physically chased Donna away from the house and even locked his daughter in her room for a week before her mom had enough and let her out. But the women were in love. And in 71, after many late-night conversations about the government and why it shouldn't be able to tell them who they can marry, the 25 and 21-year-old went down to the Milwaukee County Clerk's office and applied for a marriage license. They were denied, of course, so they filed a federal lawsuit that the denial of marital benefits, including inheritance rights and joint tax filings, did not give them the equal protection granted by the Constitution. The complaint read in part, "The legal increments of marriage ought to be shared irrespective of generic differences, with mutual fulfillment and happiness and the equal opportunity to share in the benefits of the law as those in heterosexual unions blessed by the civil marriage contract." Federal Judge Myron Gordon dismissed the suit over technical legal issues. Apparently, the plaintiffs didn't submit a brief to the court, and the judge said that would require the court to speculate on their arguments in this relatively novel area of the law. Undeterred, the couple invited 250 friends to a commitment ceremony on Christmas Day in 71. Every step of the way, the marriage license application, the court process, the dismissal, and the ceremony all attracted national news. It drew lots of attention to marriage inequality, which was great for our future as a nation, but not for them as a couple. Donna lost her job. Mononia got kicked out of school, and it was just too much for them, so they split up. But Donna and Mononia's example encouraged others to fight for what was right. More than 4 decades later, same-sex marriage finally became legal in all 50 states in a Supreme Court decision. And the argument that was used in Burkett and Evans's case, equal protection under the Constitution, was cited by the U.S. District Judge Barbara Crabb when she overturned Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage in 2014. Donna Burkett and Mononia Evans, thank you.
Women's History Month. Recognition for all the hard work that's been done to get us where we are today on Madison's Magic 98.